You are now listening to the Master Jmehan Podcast. Episode 3. Sexual Innuendos. If you have been ritualistically or scientifically abused, you should stop now and ask someone safe, whom you trust, to let them listen first, and then only listen in their company or if they deem it is safe for you. Some information might be triggering. If you are a minor, please consult your parents before continuing. This episode builds on the previous one. If you have not yet listened to it, you should. If you are more of a free-thinking rebel and don't care about following our bossy instructions, then don't. We respect that. It's good to be free, at least while it lasts.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
Now, this is where I was born. I was born in Kenya.
Unless we take the action necessary and we build in a greener and more sustainable and more inclusive way, then we will end up having more and more pandemics and disasters from ever-accelerating global warming and climate change.
Wise leaders always put the good of their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
We will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country.
Here in Israel, they're making this green passport where the population cannot get into theaters or malls or all sorts of things. They're creating a medical apartheid.
There would be an enormous economic collapse prior to the revealing. The stock market would destabilize. It would make the Great Depression look like Sunday school.
While demon insertion, possession, via sodomy, can happen at any age, the occult prefers to sodomize children before the age of 6. This is because the trauma associated with the experience forces the child to disassociate. Repeated disassociation experiences will in time fragment the human mind and create what we used to call a multiple. Older children and adults are much harder to disassociate, although, depending on the personality, it has happened. Humans who have been fragmented are easily manipulatable because their brains fragment their memories and experiences in tightly guarded compartments, so no one part of the brain has access to the whole memory. Thus, a pedophile might abuse a disassociated child repeatedly, but the entire child memory will not remember it. It is impossible for a child to finger his or her abuser if he or she doesn't remember who did it. Let's step into the darkness, or as the Luciferians trigger, it's time for communion. 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 Say that the first to engage in pedophilia was Cain, the same who killed his brother Abel and gained the title Master Mehan, meaning the master of satanic secrets. Abuse leads to abuse, and sure enough, Cain's sons and grandsons furthered the practice. They called it paying the dog's price. As even in nature, the alpha dog of a pack will mount other dogs, male and female, from behind in an act of domination. They see it as embracing humanity's fall from spiritual beings of light to beasts of burden under God's curse. After the flood, Canaan and Nimrod continued the practice, which is one of the reasons Noah cursed them as recorded in Genesis. Ironically, by today's standards, the rainbow in the sky was understood by our ancestors to be the Lord's weapon, as in his bow and arrow, which he set down for a time after the universal flood. Adam and his son Seth had been told that there would be two universal global destructions before the day of God's judgment, one by water and one by fire. The one by fire would be seen in a future year when the rainbow was gone from the sky. Or in other words, the Lord was back to declaring war globally on satanic wickedness. With the placing of the rainbow, the Lord gave 7 commandments to Noah and his children, each one corresponding to a color in the rainbow. Noah's 4th commandment was, no sexual misconduct, including adultery and homosexuality, or the color green.
It's not easy being green.
See the irony? Lucifer loves to mock both the sacred and the perverse, because since his fall, he has become increasingly schizophrenic. His high wizards and witches know this, but because he is also brilliant, pun just realized, they follow his commands anyway. Another example, just like the flaunting of the rainbow, is the word faggot. Again, the irony. The word faggot is an old English word that means a bundle of sticks tied together to be cast into a fire, the same that appears on the back of the American Roosevelt dime. It's more clear on the Mercury dime that preceded it. Mercury is one of the Greek personifications of Lucifer. There are many out there. Again, schizophrenic. The new reverse of FDR's dime lit the faggot aflame. If you're not using just debit cards, go find a dime and see for yourself. This word was used by members of the Naughty Hellfire Club to describe those who were destined to be bound together when Gabriel blows his horn and tossed into the great fire of God's judgment. So again, mockery. But it is true that historically, useful faggots were not green. Green wood doesn't burn. Sodomy was the first of many marks of the beast, since under Cain and Nimrod's beastly government order, any wishing wealth or celebrityship had to permit the act upon themselves. In terms of victimizing children, it was not long before they realized that a broken child needs some kind of internal structure to anchor the chaos to, as well as make sense of the demons being placed inside them. A demoniac, such as previously explored in the book of Luke chapter 8, is of no value to anyone, including Lucifer. You can't build a physical kingdom if all you have is raging, crazy, naked lunatics roaming the hills like hairy Sasquatches or lusty satyrs. Nor are you able to talk the rest of us into wanting to join that. Fracturing a child's brain allowed for compartments where each could have their space and place of retreat when needed, as well as the means to hide rage, sadness, pain, and other dark experiences so that they could be accessed later by the wizard or witch on demand. Hollywood knows this and illustrates it often in programming. 2 of the most precise illustrations of this are the old TV shows, Herman's Head, and the more modern cartoon, Inside Out. These types of television and movie programming serve to reinforce the child victim's internal reality, making them believe that their inner world is normal. For all children, but particularly worse for boys, is the hidden rage at the traumatic injustice they were put through. This is called both the sodomy rage and the fury of jihad. Some religions acknowledge the act by throwing themselves on the ground and, like a dog sticking the butt up in the air, as a sign of the experience and reverence for the butt as a whole for communion. It is known that such painful and traumatic experiences, particularly for children, stifles their normal internal maturity processes, locking that compartment within at the age of the event. Again, this is a satanic mockery, as in heaven's eyes, one's life is destined to be like a mighty flowing river, increasing in glory and goodness over time. Christians know that Jesus is connected to water in biblical symbology. Stopping up one's never-ending river of Christ in their soul is damning it. Thus the wordplay and true meaning of damnation, to stop progression. The worst of these is known in the occult as inserting the strong man and the key of David. King David and more so Solomon were revered by many Satanists. David, because he had the DNA of kings, and Solomon because they believed that his great wisdom eventually gave him power over demons. This is the real reason that the five-pointed star of Solomon has been used by modern witches. It used to be a holy symbol. Satanists will tell you that it had been Lucifer's plan to sodomize the baby Messiah and thereby defile the Lamb of God and control him. This did not happen. Christians honor his stepfather Joseph for being his protector and witness until the Christ child was able to defend himself. But, knowing Satan's goal, you can now understand the real meaning and actions of Genesis 21:8, when Sarah caught Ishmael mocking her son Isaac. Ancient rabbis whisper that the mockery that Sarah witnessed was Ishmael's attempt at sodomy. They say that this is the reason Hagar and her son were sent away from Isaac. It is a disgusting shame that some adults don't use their strength and nurture to protect the most vulnerable among us, our human children, but instead torture and abuse them with acts of anal pain. Thus, Jared Leto tried to tell us, although a bit warped.
See a dying star, white lies, it's a man on fire, making love with the devil hurts, times are changing.
How does one make love with the devil? How does Jared know that hurts? Incidentally, the dying man in the sky, that is a white lie, is Saturn. You know, the mythical god who ate his children? Irregardless, do you have the faith to walk on water? Do you believe everything you're told? Back through the water curtain. These things are as old as time, and as universal as Greece and China, India and Egypt. So the truth is that times are not changing. We are merely being lied to about that in the hopes that we will return our societies to ancient times when these things were practiced without eyes wide shut. We will have more on all of this. Fair use claim. We are claiming fair use for the items in this podcast in which we do not own the copyright. United States law allows us to use items copyrighted by others in this podcast without their permission in the manner that we have under fair use. American courts have ruled that using another's copyrighted items in this manner is crucial when commenting and illustrating subject matter. Otherwise, news and commentary in the public discourse would be hindered, which is a violation of our constitutional rights, including our freedom of speech and freedom of the press, etc. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
The Masters Mahon podcast will continue.